In our previous year, we began a discussion about the simonim of the kosher fish, kosher animals, etc. Rashi in Parshas Shmini tells us there's a mitzvah to look after each of the simonim. And in fact, the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Halacha Aleph of Machos Asuris says mitzvahs asay lahakir es simonim. And the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel explains this mitzvah, that anything that the Torah tells us we're not allowed to eat, we have to make sure before we eat that food that indeed that food is not the food that the Torah says we're not allowed to eat. So the Magen Mishnah and the Radvaz, in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, say that even though the Rambam is telling us there's a mitzvah to know the simonim, that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat a piece of meat or a piece of fish until you saw the simonim. What the Rambam means to say is that there's a mitzvah to check for the simonim, and if you didn't do that, you didn't check the simonim, and you ended up eating something non-kosher, so besides that the lav of eating non-kosher, you were over, you're over also, the mitzvah to say, of checking the simonim. He says it's comparable to what we spent a lot of time discussing, mitzvah shechita. There's a mitzvah to shecht, but there's no mitzvah to know hilcha shechita. You're just not allowed to eat food if it, you're not allowed to eat meat if it wasn't properly slaughtered. However, there are many that disagree, and they hold that the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah to know the simonim, to know what we're learning in our perek, what are the simonim. And that's an independent mitzvah to learn and know these halachas. The Ravid, the Ramban, disagree with the Rambam, and they say it doesn't make sense that there's a chiv to know the simonim. If you're given a piece of food, if you never prepare your own food, but you always rely on reliable people who will prepare your food and make sure that it's kosher, that is adequate. What's the nafka mina in this machloikis rishonim? So the Chinuch says, as we just said, if you were over on the say and you ate food without checking the simonim, even though, according to the second interpretation of the Rambam that we gave, even though it turned out that you ate kosher food, but you were still over the mitzvah to say of independently checking. Another nafka mina is the Rivash. The Rivash says that since the Rambam is of the opinion there's a mitzvah to check the simonim, if so, you can't rely on Rav. Sometimes the Gemara on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph discusses a situation that you're in a midbar and you found an animal that you can't tell if it's Malus Geirus or Shoshah Shesa. What you should do is look at how the grain of the meat goes. If the grain of the meat goes Shesi V'erev, then you could eat it. And if not, you can't. But, says the Gemara, you have to know that the meat that's in front of you is not an aroid. Because an aroid, even though it's a non-kosher animal, its meat does not go shesi ve'erev. So ask the Rivash, why can't we rely on Rav? So one teretz given by the Chasam Sofer is because we're talking about a case in a midbar. And maybe in the midbar, most of the animals that are in that midbar are aroids. So you can't rely on Rav. But the Rivash says that now that the Rambam taught us there's a mitzvah to be boided to simonim, so you can't rely on Rav. And therefore, even though the Rav is a meat of all the animals that exist in the world, you have to know for sure that it's a kosher animal. The Rishonim also teach us, the Rambam discusses this in the Meir and the Vuchim, that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us not to eat from the non-kosher minim, because these minim can bring into our nature that midas ros. These non-kosher minim are metamtim as alev. And not only that, says the Rambam, they're just not healthy. And therefore, these are foods that we should avoid. So if so, I saw the Mefarshim ask that the Medrash says the lusad lovoy, the chazer, the hog, which is always the model of what's used as a non-kosher animal, will be mutter. If we're learning now, as the Rambam just taught us, that these minim have, that the non-kosher minim have such terrible, so to speak, side effects, so how come lusad lovoy, we're going to be allowed to eat the chazir? So the Rabbeinu Bechaya has a whole different pshat. He says that the Medrash is not talking about the actual chazir. It will never be permitted for a Jew to eat pork. What we're talking about is that we know Edom is compared to the chazir, and lasad lavoi, Edom will lose its koyach. The Ratvaz has a different explanation. He says that of course, it will never be mutter for us to eat a chazer. What we're talking about is that when Mashiach comes, pork was always used as a food that you eat, and it was considered a food that made you fat, and it's a food that they ate by parties. And what the Medrash means is that when Mashiach comes, Klal Yisrael will have it good. Another pshat that I saw is that the Chazir is referring to a malach in Shemayim called Chazriel, which is one of the malachim in Shemayim that always says bad about Klal Yisrael, tries to do damage to Klal Yisrael, unfortunately. When Mashiach comes, that malach in Shemayim will lose its koyach. Another pshat, however, is Taurus Micha's pshat, is as Al Gemara here in Daf Nun Tes discusses, an animal with only one simen, the Torah of Kashrus, is not kosher. What the Gemara means to say is that when Mashiach comes, what the Medrash means to say is that when Mashiach comes, even an animal just with one simen will be kosher. It's a very big chiddush, although that chiddush is really connected to the subject which we discussed in our previous year. Are the simonim a siba or a simen? If we say that they're a siba, that's what makes the animal kosher, so only what has two simonim is kosher. If we say it's a simen, so we can maybe understand this better. Before Mashiach comes, two simonim are what required to be a simen. When Mashiach comes, one simen will be enough. But the last, another teretz is that the Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael went to war, they were allowed to eat katli the chazri. They were allowed to eat even pork, the soldiers, if that's what they found. So that's what the Gemara means, that Mashiach comes, there'll be Mechemes Goy Gemogog, so that time the soldiers will be allowed to eat Chazir. But another teretz, and final teretz we're going to suggest, is that when Mashiach comes, B'mheira B'yameinu, the world will look different. It will be a different world. And in that world, it will be indeed a world where a Chazir will have two simanim. The world won't look the same. And if it'll have two simonim, it'll be a kosher bird, a kosher animal. Again, that pshat seems to understand that it's the simonim that make the animal kosher. And if a chazer has two simonim, it'll be a kosher animal.